When God's prophet Isaiah told King Hezekiah that he would be given 15 more years to live, he also brought him this word from God: I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. The Assyrians had already defeated the northern kingdom of Israel, and the 10 tribes of the north had already been carried off into captivity. Now the Assyrians were ready to take Judah. The threat was real. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 tells us Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered Judah. He encamped against the fortified cities, thinking to win them over to himself. As the king of Judah, it was Hezekiah's responsibility to do what he could to protect the people and defend the nation. Even as it is the responsibility of our government today to protect us from the many threats that face our nation. Someone might say that we should just pray to our God and let him take care of us. We should not concern ourselves with trying to set up some kind of a defense or strategy against our enemies. But that would be putting God to the test. God wants us to make use of what he has already given to us, the means at our disposal. For example, the Apostle Paul was once given the promise from God that all the passengers on the ship he was on would be saved, every one of them, in the windstorm that was tossing them around. But he had this promise from God. Nevertheless, when he heard of a plot by the sailors to escape and abandon the rest, he took action and notified the commander, and the plot failed, and their lives were saved. He did not think to himself that since he had the assurance from God that they would all be safe, therefore he did not have to do anything at all. Sometimes God saves us by giving us the means and the knowledge by which we are saved. And so Hezekiah took steps to defend his country, even though God had promised deliverance. The first step he took certainly made good sense. Right outside the city of Jerusalem, there were many springs of water. If the Assyrians came and surrounded Jerusalem, these springs would be a handy source of water for their side, for their use. So this is what Hezekiah did. He consulted with the sailors and commanders to stop the water from the springs which were outside the city, and they helped him. Thus many people gathered together who stopped all the springs and the brook that ran through the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" Another thing he did, he built up all the wall that was broken, raised it up to the towers, and built another wall outside. Also he repaired the millow in the city of David, and made weapons and shields in abundance. Of course he did these things. It was his duty as king. But most important of all, he encouraged his people to trust in the Lord. He made a speech to the assembled crowd, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God, to help us and to fight our battles." Hezekiah did not mean that his army was larger or stronger than the Assyrian army, but he meant that with God on our side, we always have more strength and power than God's enemies. We should never forget the many legions of angels that are willing to do God's bidding. And of course, God can demolish our enemies even without his angels. There is one other thing that Hezekiah did that was not so wise. When Sennacherib and his forces were besieging the fortified city of Lachish, Hezekiah sent a message to him, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. Hezekiah apologized to Sennacherib for rebelling against him, and he offered him money to keep him away. The Bible says Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time, Hezekiah stripped the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. This proved to be a foolish move, for Sennacherib was not interested in this money. He wanted to take Jerusalem, and no amount of money could buy him off. So we see that heroes of faith are far from being perfect in their faith. Even as Hezekiah encouraged the people, he needed someone to encourage him. And God supplied that need, as we shall see next month. But now, at this point in our lives, let us consider what this account means to us. Now, most of us do not have the heavy responsibilities that Hezekiah had. But we also have enemies that threaten us. If nothing else, we have the unholy three, devil, world, and flesh. There is nothing we can give them that will keep them away from us. But we have God on our side. We have Jesus, our Savior, and the promises of forgiveness and life. With Jesus on our side, there are more with us than with all our foes. But even though we have this promise from the Lord, that doesn't mean that we should do nothing. That does not mean that we should relax and pray to God and let Him take care of us altogether. No, God has also provided us the means by which our faith can be strengthened. He has given us the means of grace, and we are to make use of them. And as we make use of them, God will keep His promises to us. Let us sing hymn 437, the first two stanzas.